Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey, everybody, it's Jason. I've got Wendy and Eric here, and this is a special episode that we just decided to do like a couple hours ago because we really want to promote this show that we've been watching and podcasting about. As you know, we don't usually do this kind of thing, but we're so into the show, and I think it's something that Walking Dead fans would really get into. And it's one of those shows, in my opinion, that just cries out for a podcast, probably more than anything I've ever podcasted about so far. So I'm so into it, and I just want to do whatever I can to let people know about it, potentially turn people onto it. And the show is Yellow Jackets. You may or may not have heard of that. It's premiered this year. Season one is in full swing right now. I'm going to read the premise. It's in 1996, a team of New Jersey high school soccer players travel to Seattle for a national tournament. It's an all-girl team, by the way. While flying over Canada, their plane crashes deep in the wilderness, and the remaining team members are left to survive for 19 months. The series chronicles their descent into madness and cannibalism while also tracking their current lives in 2021. So what is it about this show? Like, well, why don't you guys talk a little bit about how you came to it? Because I think we all came late, right?
I definitely came to it because people in the group were talking about it. And I think my husband and I were just sitting on the sofa and I said, hey, everybody's talking about this show. Didn't really have any idea what it was about. I really thought it was probably about a sports team or something. Turned it on, watched the first episode, absolutely hooked.
Yeah.
And only because he wouldn't let me binge it. Like, he's like, no, we'll watch the second episode the next day. So we watched one episode a day, I think, for till four episodes, till we were completely caught up.
Or else you would have just went straight through.
I would have, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's one of those shows, yeah. I'm glad is weekly, because otherwise I would just be binging right through. I mean, I'm kind of not glad, because you definitely want to know what's going to happen next once the episode ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. If it wasn't weekly, I was similarly brought in because of group chatter.
It's spreading like a virus in our group.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Daphne's recommendation brought me in, and I got caught up, just like Wendy, over a course of a couple of days. And I would have absolutely just binged it straight through to the end if it if it had been released all at once, like on Netflix. So I'm kind of really glad that it released week to week. I know once I had finally gotten caught up, because I had gotten caught up just before episode 5 aired, so I watched episode 5 when it came out.
I think I did too, yeah.
And then I was like, how am I supposed to wait a whole nother week?
And, you know, Daphne was the one kind of, hey, have you guys watched this for a couple of weeks? And more people started. So I started watching it, and people are like, well, should we be podcasting? And my first thought is, well, it's halfway through the season. And then I'm like, F it. Let's do it. It's because it really, the reason why is I say it cries out for a podcast. I mean, if you guys have been listening long enough, you knew that Karen and I were big fans of Lost, and we were big fans of the Jay and Jack Lost podcast. And that show is what inspired us to do the Walking Dead cast, Lost, because that's a show that it really kicked off the whole TV podcasting thing, because there was so much mystery in it and a lot of theorizing and trying to figure out what was going on and why. And so in this show, Yellow Jackets, it's got a few things in common with Lost. For one, there's people stranded somewhere, and then you see them in the present day and in the past. The difference is in Lost, in the past, that's when they're not stranded, and the present is when they are. Here is the past is when they're stranded, and then the present is the aftermath. But you don't know what happened in between. And in that first episode, you see something pretty crazy, and it's in the wilderness where they're stranded. And then they go back and show when they first crashed the plane before it got crazy. So you don't know who's still alive by the time the crazy thing happened, how that they got to that point of depravity and desperation. And you only know in the present day, 2021, some of the people who made it out, but you don't know who else made it out or what they've been doing since. And then there's a lot of mysterious things happening in the present day too, that you don't know who's behind it. So there's so much mystery, but you know, if you've listened long enough, you've also known that I've been a little bit critical of Lost because I feel like some of that mystery was just for mystery's sake. But on this show, they're doing it really well. I feel like it's integral to the storytelling, and they've also given some answers along the way. So, I don't know. That's one thing I like, but what else, like, that I've not mentioned do you think is particularly great about the show?
I think it's really great. I love movies that show us what ordinary people will do. I think you can relate to these kids. You can relate to the adults. They have ordinary lives, but yet this crazy thing happened to them. And I think that's really interesting. Sometimes I feel like that's even more interesting than like Game of Thrones, which we can't relate to those characters as much because they're in another world. You know, they live in a medieval land. We can't really imagine that.
I mean, also, you're talking about the characters, and we haven't even mentioned it has a great cast. Juliette Lewis, Christina Ricci, Melanie Lynskey. Those are the big names that I know. Melanie Lynskey was on Castle Rock recently. She's great. And the acting is incredible. The music is really good. It's got all these classic 90s, like grungy and rock songs, but also a really interesting, edgy score that heightens everything. It's very dynamic. It's got touching stuff. It's black humor more than anything any show I've ever podcasted on. It's totally disgusting and disturbing at times. Like, you can't, if you don't like dark stuff, you shouldn't watch it. But I figure if you watch Walking Dead, you can handle it. But it can be really gory. What else, Eric?
So before jumping off, I just want to come back to the mystery where I think what this show does extremely well, and I'm glad that you brought up the mystery aspect, because as soon as I got cut up, I think, so we all have a group chat where we talk about the show basically endlessly.
Theorizing and everything.
Yeah. And I think the first thing that I said when I got cut up into the group chat was, you know, from an audience point of view, I don't think the show is all that mysterious. And then what I proceeded to do was just list out, like, I don't know, 10 to 12 questions or something that I had. So, like, what Wendy was talking about earlier with the flow of the show, and I think you were mentioning this too about the pacing of release, is that I think what this show does really well is, like, when I'm watching it, it's such a perfect balance of giving you clues and kind of like asking questions or insinuating questions or just offering up something that's like, hey, this is some kind of something that hasn't yet been solved, but doesn't like overly bait you. I'm not, you know, like staying up at night wondering what happened, because like the slow drip, drip, drip of information is really, really good throughout the episode. And, you know, until it inevitably picks up, you know, like towards the end of each episode, then I'm like, oh my God, I have to wait for, you know, like a week.
I mean, for me, the mystery isn't, there's substance underneath it. That's why I like it. Cause
yeah,
it's more about, like, the showrunners have said, the HBO executives that they pitched it to, it ended up on Showtime, but they were asking them, what is this show trying to say? What does it have to say? And they said something about like how the structures of society can change depending on the context, or can break down. And so that's what you're seeing. Like, I'll give one sort of hint of a spoiler. The girl who's the popular girl in high school and kind of has control over things and can manipulate everybody, she might not be at the top of the totem pole when you're out in the middle of the woods and she doesn't know how to, you know, start a fire or something like that. So it's really interesting to see how the dynamics change.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think there's a lot of really great, like, dichotomies in this show. There's mystery, but there's not just mystery for mystery's sake. Like, it feels like that slow drip of information that you get, like, is very deliberate. Like, sometimes when you're watching a show, you can tell, like, okay, I like need to go back and rewatch this because there's just so much there. And like, I can tell that there's things that they're throwing up that they're hinting at that they're going to reveal, you know, later. But like, I don't feel like it's super necessary for me to go back and watch every single episode. Like, it feels really geared towards a first viewing. Like, you can go through and just watch the whole series from beginning to end and not feel like I missed out because I didn't do a repeat watch.
That said, if you do go back,
yes,
it's pretty fascinating.
There will be extra stuff.
If you
do go back, but it's not like 100% required. Like I'm saying, like it's a really good balance, good dichotomy of like keeping you wanting, but not like I'm dying to know. Like there's mystery, but there's not just mystery for mystery's sake.
There's a lot more to it.
The old and there's the new. There's known and unknown, and there's such a good balance of all of that, that it doesn't feel like there's too much or too little of anything, really.
I was just reading, because I went to the Yellow Jackets Reddit page today, and this one person posted, I don't watch anything else now. I just keep rewatching these 8 episodes.
I've seen a few people post things like that. Like, remember when I had a life besides this show?
Yeah. Right.
I think another thing that's really great about the show is that it's kind of retro. It takes place partially in the 90s, and I think we really like shows like that, you know, like Stranger Things that take place in another era.
Yeah.
And I don't think the 90s has gotten a lot of love. It's usually been the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the folks that are now in their late 30s and early 40s, and I'm sure that brings a lot to them.
And I... the 90s was definitely one of my favorite decades, and not that I've experienced that many decades, but the music, it's my favorite decade for music. And I think this song actually came out in the 80s, but so that undercuts what I'm saying. But they had a modern version of In Excess's Never Tear Us Apart that they played on there.
Yes.
That was so cool, because you hear original versions of some songs, but they also update some songs, and they do it really well.
That's a great version. I really like it. Yeah.
And they had Mazzy Stars Fade Into You the other day.
Cool. The music is amazing.
It's well written too. That's another thing that's super important to me. It's just well written. And the mystery goes in conjunction with a lot of misdirection too. They make you think something's going a certain way, so it's really hard to predict. And then, oh, wait, that wasn't exactly or at all what I thought it was. So that's been really fun to just kind of have that happen over and over again. But it still makes sense for the characters and everything.
Yeah, everything feels extremely deliberate, very well thought out, very well.
Yeah, so far.
Planned and deliberate as to what they show you and what they don't show you.
Mm-hmm. There's no accidents.
Yeah, and what they know you'll probably think because they're freaking liars. Anything else you guys want to make sure to point out before we wrap it up?
The opening credits is amazing. I love it.
Very 90s.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
come
disturbing.
Join the madness.
So, as I mentioned, it's on Showtime. They're already 8 episodes in of a 10-episode season, but I would wager if you guys start watching, you'll catch up pretty quick. It's a big hit on Showtime, and they recently announced there will be a season 2. So, I mean, if this show, I think the showrunners want to do they're working towards a 5-season arc for it, and they have it planned out and everything. This is the kind of show, if it got canceled after like season 2 or 3, you'd have so many people so pissed off that we don't get to find out.
And I think Showtime is a network that's relatively safe for that.
Especially with this. I mean, if they keep up this quality, they're going to go the distance for sure. Yep. And I would love if you guys do get into it, that you come over. You're going to want a podcast on this. Trust me. We started podcasting on it on House Podcastica, my other podcast. We started 5 episodes in. So Wendy, Penny, and Daphne did a 5-episode catch up. So you have to watch 5 before you can start listening, because it was spoiler filled. But once you do, we're going episode by episode after that. Each episode of the show gets an episode of the podcast. Maybe we'll go back and cover those first ones one at a time too. I don't know, but we don't have plans for that right now. But anyway, if you're not already listening to House Podcastica, you know, we cover other shows on there. Right now we're doing Yellow Jackets, Cobra Kai, and the new Boba Fett show. But I really wanted to focus on Yellow Jackets because I think a lot of you guys would really love it. And you can find that at podcastica.com. You go there and there's a House Podcastica icon. You click on that and all the places you can subscribe are there. So I think that's the end of our infomercial.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, you know, when we're talking about, you know, a lot of stuff lately has been, you know, set in the 80s, and that this is something that's set in the 90s, and how much we enjoyed, you know, like that environment. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's just kind of like nostalgia and setting for nostalgia's sake. And this really does not feel like that at all. And but yet they simultaneously just like really nail the vibe of the set and the setting. And it just makes the world feels like really well, like, lived in, and it just feels like a place that you could just hang out. Like when we're talking about like that pacing, it's just like I could just hang out in this world and I have just no urge to leave whatsoever.
I so agree.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very authentic. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not actually out there in the wilderness, but
yes.
Yeah, everything there, the way they dress and the way they talk and the kind of things they're into, and it is nostalgic for me, but I understand what you mean. It doesn't feel like it's nostalgia for the sake of nostalgia. It's the show is edgy and funny and gritty, and it's, you know, I'm sure they could have made a great show set in any time frame, but yeah, it just has a lot. It works very well on a lot of different levels. A lot of different elements are nailed with it.
Yeah, the vibe is perfect.
Yeah, the vibe is amazing. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, if you want to check it out, it's on Showtime, and you can find us podcasting about it on House Podcastica at podcastica.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.